This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Close observers of the Trumpian dynamic with corporate America might have noticed a change of late. There was a time, right after the election and into the very early days of his administration, when the president leaned and leaned hard to great fanfare on American companies trying to get them to keep their jobs and their manufacturing bases here and not send them overseas. Boeing, Ford, General Motors all felt sharp presidential elbows. And then there was Carrier, the first and most celebrated example, the Indiana-based air conditioning and refrigeration company that agreed to a plan, sweetened, it has to be said, by millions of dollars in state tax breaks to keep 1,000 jobs in Indiana. But it turns out domestic layoffs are still coming at a lot of those companies, and outsourcing to Mexico and China is still happening. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the update on that.
Carrier now says it'll cut more than 600 jobs at its plant in Indianapolis, though hundreds more will remain. And Ford's now moving some small car production to China after Trump pressured the company not to build the cars in Mexico.
I think that we may have exaggerated the extent to which companies initially bowed to any pressure.
That's labor economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute. He says, read the fine print. Carrier never made any sweeping promise to maintain or grow manufacturing jobs in the U.S. And business priorities will nearly always be paramount, says Lynn Stout at Cornell Law School.
You can't really threaten companies into keeping jobs in the U.S. They're driven by economic pressures.
Like international tax rates, production costs, and the demands of shareholders.
And one of the best ways to push your share price up temporarily is to reduce your payroll.
And find cheap labor overseas. Stout says it's not that companies are immune from presidential pressure tactics.
Corporations don't like to be publicly criticized, especially by the president. But they're very savvy and they realize this particular president seems to have a very short attention span. And if they just lie low, there's a good chance the issue will blow over.
Political economist Sharon O'Halloran at Columbia says for companies to deliver on any domestic job promises they make, they're dependent on the president delivering what he's promised.
The pro-growth agenda, infrastructure build-out.
She says they're seeing little progress and going their own way to keep serving the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.